3 laps to go in stage number 1.
Ahead of them in turn number 1, Cole Custer has caught the back bumper of Chandler Smith. He's just a couple of car lengths back, but Custer has separated himself by about a car length and a half over Herbst.
Custer's got a mirror full of that Monster Energy 98 of Riley Herbst right then. Thought he might be able to make a move. Herbst bears down, runs right in the middle of the racetrack right behind Custer.
2 laps to go in stage number 1. Justin Allgaier leads it. Then it's Chandler Smith, Cole Custer, Riley Herbst, and Ryan Truex.
Chandler Smith into turn number 1 goes to the inside of the Brennan Poole machine, gets to his door now, hanging on to that second position. Custer now sees a car flash to his outside. Here comes Herbst.
Yeah, and Smith's got to work around the Fincham car. Here comes Riley Herbst, and here comes Cole Custer. He drops back a position. Truex then falls right in behind him as they enter turn 3. Midway through 3, now Truex looks to the bottom of the racetrack. He'd like to take another spot away from Custer.
Just 1 lap left in stage number 1 of the Andy's Frozen Custer 300. Here's Custer now trying to retake that spot from Truex in turn 1.
Huge lead for Allgaier. He's going to win this stage. A problem unforeseen. The only thing that could keep him from it. Second is Chandler Smith. He's now pulled away a little bit from the third place fight. It's still Herbst in that spot. Fourth is Cole Custer. Fifth, it's 4 cars going at one another.
Here comes the leader. It's Justin Allgaier in that trademark nitrogen car, and he's going to win himself a stage.
Justin Allgaier coming to the start-finish line. He'll see the green and white checker flag. He will win stage number 1. He'll be followed by Chandler Smith. Then it's Riley Herbst, Cole Custer, Ryan Truex, the top 5. Cole Custer actually dropped down to 5th. Ryan Truex now running in 6th. Austin Hill 7th. Ryan Sieg will finish stage 1 in 8th. A.J. Allmendinger in 9th. And Parker Kligerman in 10th. Let's now pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR on WRDN brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
Justin Allgaier, the winner of stage number 1 here in the Andy's Frozen Custard 300. When we come back, we'll have pit stops underway here at Texas Motor Speedway.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Pit roads still closed. We'll come back with stage 1 pit stops from Texas Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
We're back at Texas Motor Speedway. Justin Allgaier has won his second stage here in 2024. Pit Road is still closed for Allgaier now. He is ranked fourth in that category this season behind Jesse Love, Chandler Smith, Eric Almirola, who have each won three stages.
Mark, I think Justin Allgaier showed a lot of strength in that first stage. He drove his way up to the front, and he was patient about fighting with Chandler Smith. You talked about this, managing the tires on your race car. I think Justin Allgaier did a really good job of managing his tires, while Chandler Smith might not have done quite as good a job, because once Allgaier passed him, Chandler Smith had a pretty good gap between him and third place. That gap closed by the end of this stage, and I think that tells us a lot about what we might be looking for as we get into the final two stages of this race.
When you're following a car in the dirty air, you can slide your tires around, right, if you're not careful. And I think you're absolutely right. Justin Allgaier said, I've got a better car, I'm faster, I'll just wait for my moment. When he did, the fight was over. He blew by him, and that was the end of the fight for stage one when Justin Allgaier got out front. And again, you know, this is a guy that he's a veteran. He's run well here before, has come very close to winning at Texas Motor Speedway. So maybe this could be the day. He's got a fast car. And again, if this becomes a tire management race, Justin Allgaier, one of the best.
He is definitely one of the best. Your top five, pit road is open this time. Justin Allgaier, Chandler Smith, Riley Herbst, Brandon Jones, and Cole Custer. We'll see if that remains the top five when they come off of pit road. The field is in tow behind the pace car coming off of turn number four right now. Justin Allgaier is going to dip down low. A good gap between him and the second place car as we go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Alan Cavana.
Brett, when Justin Allgaier took the lead, he came on the radio and said, bye-bye. And he won the stage by 3 seconds, but he thinks they can get more. He actually says he's tight and loose at the same time when he gets in the corner, so they're going to make a small handling adjustment. Four tires and fuel for Allgaier. The guy chasing him, Chandler Smith, he led some laps, but once he lost the lead, he said the handling went away. He needs a lot of help in three and four, and then in turns one and two, he needs a handling adjustment to help with those bumps, Wendy Venturini.
A.J. Allmendinger was in and out very quickly. We got a follow-up to see what happened with A.J. on that pit stop. Cole Custer, four tires. He was firing off free, but now a little bit tight. It looks like he's going to pass the nine of Brandon Jones, who had a very slow pit stop, had come in the fourth position. His balance was a little bit tight, but slow on pit road for Brandon Jones.
So it looks like Justin Allgaier will lead the field off of pit road, followed by Riley Herbst. Then I believe it's going to be Cole Custer. We'll take a break. Come right back to Texas Motor Speedway.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now, 800-748-0593, 800-748-0593, 800-748-0593. That's 800-748-0593.
The cars a lap or more down are making their pit stops. When we come back, they'll be hitting the Geico restart zone. Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started. From Texas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
Back to Xfinity Series action. Here, the Xfinity Series race at Texas Motor Speedway, getting ready to start Stage 2. We just had a round of pit stops, and Corey Heim in the 26 suspiciously came off pit road first. Well, it turns out he never pitted after he came down pit road. I checked with the team guys, and they said a gust of wind blew his sign backwards, so he never saw the sign, never saw his pit box, and just kept off going. Corey Heim missing his pit stall. Rough start to the day for the 20 driver of the 26 car, Wendy Venturini.
Alan Cavana, the same thing happened to A.J. Allmendinger. A big gust of wind put his pit sign in a horizontal position. He missed it. I was down by Cole Custer's pit, and I saw A.J. leaving pit road very quickly, so I knew he didn't come to a stop. Same issue with him. So they had to come back around, came back in, did four tires, fuel. He has so much movement in the rear of the race car, so they made a big adjustment, chassis adjustment in the left rear of A.J. Allmendinger. Also, he's been feeling a little bit under the weather, allergy-related for A.J., but nonetheless, a lot of things happening at once here at Texas.
Allmendinger now listed 26th, Himes in 28th. Meanwhile, up front, Justin Allgaier sharing the front row with Riley Herbst. Then it's going to be Cole Custer, Chandler Smith, Austin Hill, Ryan Truex, along with Sheldon Creed, Jeb Burton, Parker Kligerman, and then Brandon Jones, our top 10 going to the green flag.
And they're hitting the Geico restart zone on the inside. It's Justin Allgaier, Riley Herbst to his outside. Allgaier gets the jump, but on the outside, Riley Herbst getting a big push from Chandler Smith.
Smith almost gets Riley Herbst out of shape. Entering turn number one, Riley has to roll out of the throttle only momentarily, but enough for Justin Allgaier to exit turn number two with a four-car length advantage.
Now he jumps out mightily there down the backstretch. Allgaier does into number seven. It's a side-by-side battle between Ford. There's Cole Custer, Riley Herbst. They stay door-to-door off of turn number four.
So Herbst is up on the top side. On the bottom, Cole Custer, Chandler Smith there as well. He goes through the same open door. Austin Hill will try to follow Smith to the inside of Herbst in turn one.
Austin Hill will work on him on the bottom of the racetrack up to the third position. Chandler Smith, he'll now try to chase down Cole Custer as once again, Justin Allgaier stretches his race lead.
Big loser there. Ryan Truex got dropped back a few spots. Bring Sheldon Creed into the mix now. Meanwhile, Allgaier midway through three and four out in front by seven car lengths.
All this battling has allowed Justin Allgaier to pull away from Cole Custer right now. Chandler Smith in third. Then it's Riley Herbst. But a big battle right now. You've got former teammates Austin Hill being chased by Sheldon Creed.
Austin Hill will drive into turn number one with the advantage over Sheldon Creed. Creed drifts up the banking. He's about to lose a position to Ryan Truex. So for the moment, he'll have no shot at Hill.
Yeah, Truex kind of gets his stuff steadied here after that restart, trying to work on Creed. He gets a bumper right alongside. Now thinks better of it. Drops in behind him. They work the bottom of the racetrack.
Ryan Truex now almost taps the back bumper of Sheldon Creed as they exit turn four. Right behind them, Jeb Burton. He's up 13 spots. They're back in one.
Jeb Burton having a good early run here at Texas Motor Speedway, working his way slowly toward the front. He's been quiet getting up there, but he's now just a couple of car lengths back of that fight for position between Sheldon Creed and Ryan Truex.
Here comes Truex to the bottom of the racetrack. He's going to get alongside and he's going to get the position, going to move him up into the sixth spot. Meanwhile, Jeb Burton in that state water heater machine works the bottom of the racetrack. He too would like to get around Creed.
Sheldon Creed having to take the high line off of turn number four. He's able to shut the door though on Jeb Burton. So now Sheldon Creed running in the seventh spot as they head to one.
Sheldon Creed now will try to hang on to that position to ahead of a hard charging Jeb Burton. But now Jeb Burton gets some pressure and he'll give up a spot as Brandon Jones flashes by to his outside.
Right in front of them, Ryan Truex takes to the inside of Austin Hill. They now pull down off the hill to the bottom of the racetrack. Those two are going to race door to door off of turn four.
Here's Truex digging on the inside, but up on the top side of the racetrack, barely holding on Austin Hill to that spot. Sheldon Creed, Brandon Jones trying to close in on that fight.
This is the fight for the fifth position now. It's fallen about 25 car lengths back of the fourth running machine of Riley Herbst, who's trying to make up some ground on the two cars in front of him.
Truex will get the spot over Austin Hill. Austin Hill goes right to his bumper, though, as they get into three. Now he'll back off just a little bit. Five car lengths back to Sheldon Creed. Brandon Jones on the move to the outside of Creed.
Justin Allgaier continuing to lead here at Texas Motor Speedway in the Andy's Frozen Custer 300. And it's always a treat pun intended, when we get to talk with Andy Kuntz, the CEO of Andy's Frozen Custard. And you did bring us a treat here. Is this our cold custard?
This is the cold custard. That's right. We call it the frozen custard concrete.
So what's in it? I'm trying to figure out the taste. It's great,
yeah,
but I'm trying to figure out what's in it.
Well, and Cole created it. It was it's peanut butter, Heath bar, and then we have a melted chocolate that separates into little chips when you blend it up. Vanilla custard.
Oh,
there
so
you go.
The Heath bar I was trying to figure out in that mix. All right, that sounds good.
It's good. He came up with a concoction, and we went and tried it, and we're like, you got it.
Yeah, that is a winner, which, by the way, you can get that at any Andy's Frozen Custard location nationwide. Andy, this is the fourth year of you guys sponsoring this event, which has been wonderful. And we talked earlier, and it's so much more than a partnership. It's just a genuine friendship that we all have, and one that you've created with Cole as well, who's driving your race car today.
It has been. There's a lot of relationships here, and we're a big family business that loves relationships and means a lot to have those. But the guys here at Texas Motor Speedway with Jason and Monica and Kevin and everybody has been unbelievable to work with. And then obviously the relationship now with Cole so far has been very good.
What kind of feedback do you get from the fans?
Well, I mean, people love, you know, love our relationship with NASCAR and racing. And, of course, you know, our family's been around racing for 25 years. But we do. We get a lot of participation with emails, wanting hero cards, all that kind of stuff. And so it makes you feel like people do understand this and pay attention to it and have, you know, see a value in that. And, you know, again, I you know, we're a family business. We serve families, moms, dads, kids, grandma, grandpa, all that kind of stuff, and that's exactly what you see out here today.
Well, we know Cole Custer wants the custard cone trophy, which is just amazing here. But regardless, as long as he finishes in the top five, we all win at Andy's Frozen Custard
on
Monday.
Yep, that's right. Monday, if Cole finishes in the top five, we've got $1, two scoop cones. That's our small cone, vanilla or chocolate, or mixed, at any of our stores in America. With a purchase, it's $1, so it's a great deal. It's about a third the price.
What I like about this product is every single person is a potential Andy's Frozen Custard customer.
There's nobody excluded. That is true.
Absolutely. Everybody's in the game.
Well, Andy, thank you for what Andy's Frozen Custard does for Texas Motor Speedway, for NASCAR. Not only are you on Cole's car today, you're also going to be on Cole's car for the Chicago Street Race and the Roval at Charlotte. We appreciate everything you do, and I think Mark and I might have to send it out to Rob and Pat to let them call some action while we're here, just like in Days of Thunder, eating ice cream. Thank you. Frozen custard.
That's all right. But no, we appreciate it. We love the sport. We think it's value to us. And again, thank you guys. You do a great job and appreciate it.
Thank you, Andy.
You bet. Thank you. Yeah, it's been great. What a day. A glorious day. Beautiful, sunny, 80 degree. Got the Andy's logo. Got an Andy's car running in the top five. It's pretty all right.
Couldn't be better until we get to the end and we'll see.
That's right. We got to get to the end.
All right, thank you, Andy. Let's give you a quick top five. Justin Allgaier is your leader with 26 laps to go in stage number two, followed by Cole Custer. Chandler Smith is third, fourth Riley Herbst, and fifth is Ryan Truex.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness, but money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No. They just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place the order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
23 laps now to go here in stage two at Texas Motor Speedway. And why wait until the race is over to do a victory lap? This is Las Vegas, and in Las Vegas, it's all about how you celebrate. NASCAR fans, start your engines at visitlasvegas.com. From Texas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name?
Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Back at Texas Motor Speedway, Justin Allgaier has driven away from Cole Custer, but seven cars on a string right behind the number two man. Let's give you a full field rundown with 20 laps to go in stage two. Justin Allgaier, your leader. Cole Custer is second. Chandler Smith, third. Fourth is Riley Herbst. Ryan Truex, fifth. Sixth is Austin Hill. Brandon Jones, seventh. Eighth, Sheldon Creed. Jeb Burton, ninth. And tenth is Sammy Smith.
Parker Kligerman runs in 11th. Sam Maris, 12th. 13th, Ryan Sieg. Jesse Love, 14th. Taylor Gray, 15th. Haley Deegan, 16th. Josh Williams, 17th. 18th is A.J. Allmendinger. Anthony Alfredo, 19th. And Jeremy Clements, 20th.
Matt DiBenedetto is 21st. 22nd, Corey Heim. Parker Retzlaff, 23rd. Shane Van Gisbergen has eased his way up to 24th. 25th, Kyle Weatherman. Kyle Sieg is 26th. Daniel Dye, 27th. Josh Balicki, 28th. Ryan Ellis, 29th. Leland Honeyman in 30th.
31st is Patrick Emmerling. Blaine Perkins is 32nd. 33rd, Brennan Poole. David Starr, 34th. 35th is Joey Gase. And Garrett Smithley runs in 36th.
And that is going, then in 36 is 37th, Chad Fincham, Dawson Graham finish out the field 37th and 38th. That leaderboard brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Well, Pat Patterson, it looks like we have a new driver running in that second spot.
Yeah, Chandler Smith worked his way around Cole Custer on that last lap now. And I'll tell you something, he had to do that because he was getting slowed up by then. Rob, I expect to see him start to close down on the leader. He's got a fast race car.
Persistence pays for Chandler Smith, and you said it, Pat. He just worked him and worked him and worked him, finally was able to get him cleared. Now he eases away by about four car lengths. Riley Herbst now closes up on the back bumper of Cole Custer.
Meanwhile, the number seven car leads the way midway through three and four. That's Justin Allgaier. That battle, though, for second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth is all stacked up together.
Chandler Smith running in second, barely pulling away from Cole Custer. Custer has his teammate Riley Herbst right on his back bumper. Then it's Ryan Truex and Austin Hill into one.
They're all single file behind them. Brandon Jones and Sheldon Creed, who's been able to make up some distance. Brandon Jones just a couple of car lengths back of Austin Hill. Creed about four car lengths back of Brandon Jones.
And Justin Allgaier is going to start to catch some lap traffic as he enters turn three. This will be interesting, guys, to see how easy he can maneuver around these guys in front of him that don't want him to go another lap down.
So Parker Kligerman has pitted unscheduled here under green. We'll get an update in a moment from Wendy Venturini. Meanwhile, leaders back in two.
It's still that fight for the second position, but easing away now in that second spot is Chandler Smith. He's got about an eight-car length advantage over Cole Custer. He's about two car lengths ahead of Herbst. Three more back to Ryan Truex.
Right behind Truex is the 21 car of Austin Hill. Then there's Brandon Jones. A little further back is Sheldon Creed. That's the way they enter turn three. Then it's a long way back to get to Jeb Burton in that next spot behind.
Going to be 14 laps to go this time by Justin Allgaier. Rob's having to drive around the outside of lap traffic.
He just went to the outside of yet another automobile. He made, while we were talking about the fight for second, he bypassed three lap cars. Now Chandler Smith and the contingent behind him will have to accomplish the same thing.
Yeah, it's going to be a minute or two before those second, third, and fourth place cars get to this line of much slower cars at the bottom of the racetrack. Here's Allgaier now moving off turn four. Midway through three and four is Chandler Smith.
So the latest cars to go down a lap, Ryan Ellis, Leland Honeyman, and as we mentioned before, Parker Kligerman was on pit road. Let's get the update from O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Wendy Venturini.
Parker Kligerman felt a vibration in his race car. He felt like he had a loose wheel. He came down. They changed all four of the tires. The team confirmed that he actually does not have a loose wheel based upon the wear of the wheel well, the wheel connected to the tire. So it could be a potential issue. We'll continue to watch for Parker Kligerman.
Thank you very much, Wendy Venturini. Justin Allgaier out front all by himself, but second place Chandler Smith has caught a lot of lap traffic. He's driven to the inside of Chad Fincham.
And that has enabled Cole Custer to get to his inside in turn number two. They've got still one more car to bypass. He'll make it three wide down that back straightaway with Custer on the bottom. Chandler Smith up on the top side.
Cole Custer trying to take advantage of the traffic jam as he tries to pull up now alongside that second place runner, Chandler Smith. Can't quite get to his door, and he's got a mirror full of Riley Herbst.
Riley Herbst now clears that lap traffic as they thunder down out of turn number four. Chad Fincham was in that group. Here's Truex now going to the inside of Austin Hill with Brandon Jones on Truex's back bumper.
Looks like Truex may complete the pass on Austin Hill, and we've got a caution flag on the racetrack.
Yeah, it looks like David Starr actually looped his car around in turn number two. He's making his way around the racetrack right now. David Starr, local here to Texas Motor Speedway, and tough break for him here as we have 11 laps to go in stage number two of the Andy's Frozen Custard 300.
This is NASCAR racer Michael Waltrip with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. I'm inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This NASCAR season, me and Echo Park will be arriving to the tracks early to meet fans over a cup of coffee and check out some of their cars. Plus, you can win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Ooh, talk about a whole new meaning to pre-race jitters. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
You're invited to the loudest party in Northern California. NASCAR roars into wine country for the Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma Raceway. Mark your calendars for June 7th through 9th when the stars of NASCAR return for 3 days of heart-pounding racing excitement. Experience the adrenaline rush of camping at the track. Meet your favorite drivers at autograph sessions and groove to live music under the California sun. Don't miss out on a weekend you have to see to believe. Get your tickets today at SonomaRaceway.com.
Throughout the week, there's a lot of great programming on PRN. You can also pick it up on the PRN app as well as radio stations all across America. Fast Talk with Doug Rice, the O'Reilly Auto Parts Pit Reporters with Brett McMillan, PRN's Racing Country, and At the Track with Lenny Baticki. Also yours truly with a daily dose of NASCAR news called Garage Pass. It's all sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. Let's go to Alan Cavana.
And we've got some action down here on pit road, including leader Justin Allgaier. Couldn't really tell what he wanted for an adjustment because the car's running so well. But crew chief is making a small air pressure adjustment. Looks like it's going to be four tires and fuel for Justin Allgaier. Chandler Smith, same thing, happy with his number 81 car, but says he still can't get over the bumps in turns one and two. He can't drive that corner like other teams can, Wendy Venturini.
Cole Custer right now has been too tight, especially when he runs up on the high side. He said it was hurting the right front tire. It's going to be four tires and fuel. Brandon Jones also on pit road for four tires and fuel. He was loose from the entry to the middle, especially in turn two. They had a slow stop the last time down pit road and a little bit more lengthy for the 9 team of Brandon Jones.
Justin Allgaier, Austin Hill, Cole Custer, Riley Herbst, Chandler Smith, Ryan Truex, Sheldon Creed, Brandon Jones, Sammy Smith, Sam Mayer, the top 10 off of pit road.
So Leland Honeyman was the cause of this caution off of turn number two. It was not David Starr from our perspective from the racetrack. The 14, the 42, it was the 42 of Leland Honeyman. We owe our stations a local break. When we come back, the field will be setting up for the Geico Restart Zone from Texas. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We've got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup trucks. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Texas Motor Speedway. Eight laps to go in stage number two, but all the leaders have pitted. Wendy Venturini, what can you tell us from pit road?
Well, one of the big movers on pit road was Austin Hill. He had come in the sixth spot, and it looks like he's going to be restarting on the outside of that front row next to Justin Allgaier. He had been extremely tight on this last run, and so they made those adjustments, especially with the front of his race car. But a very fast pit stop for Austin Hill, gaining some track position here on pit road.
Again, this third caution flag coming out just before the end of stage number two. So again, with tire management, with these guys who pitted, they're probably not going to pit at the end of stage number two. We'll have to see what the strategies are. Right now, here's your rundown. Justin Allgaier, the leader. Austin Hill, second. Cole Custer, third. Riley Herbst is fourth. Fifth, Josh Balicki. Although that should be changing. I believe Balicki did not pit. So Chandler Smith, 6th. 7th, Ryan Truex. Sheldon Creed, 8th. 9th, Brandon Jones. 10th is Sammy Smith.
Sam Baer being shown in 11th. 12th is Jeb Burton. Ryan Sieg, 13th. Jesse Love, 14th. Josh Williams, 15th. A.J. Allmendinger is 16th. 17th, Jeremy Clements. Parker Retzloff is 18th. 19th, Haley Deegan. Anthony Alfredo in 20th.
Shane Van Gisbergen, 21st. 22nd, Kyle Sieg. 23rd, Matt DiBenedetto. Kyle Weatherman, 24th. 25th is Taylor Gray. Daniel Dye, 26th. Corey Heim, 27th. Parker Kligerman, 28th. Ryan Ellis, 29th. 30th, Patrick Emmerling.
Brennan Poole sitting in 31st. Blaine Perkins is 32nd. David Starr, 33rd. Leland Honeyman, the cause for this caution, 34th. Joey Gase, 35th. Chad Fincham, 36th. Garrett Smithley, 37th. And Dawson Cram in 38th, as we've got one to go, and they're getting side-by-side, Mark.
And again, they're re-racking as we get ready to end stage number two. When they take the green flag, there's going to be just 6 laps left in that stage. And want to remind you that after that second stage, 110 laps still to go in the Indy's Frozen Custard 300, race number 8 again for the Xfinity Series here in 2024. So we're kind of just starting, but now we're getting into the meat of the season, so you kind of get a good feel of what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. Tomorrow, PRN will be on the air for the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400 at 2:30 Eastern, and we've got the top two organizations up front. Kyle Larson will be on the pole. Ty Gibbs will start on the outside of the front row. If you're coming to Texas Motor Speedway, get here early, starting at 9 a.m. It's the Echo Park Coffee Cup Experience from 9 to 11. You can get free coffee from 10 to 10:30. Michael Waltrip's going to be there with the meet and greet and an on-stage Q&A. And right after that, Mark, you're going to have Kenny Wallace, John Roberts, Jose Castillo, all up on the trackside live stage. It's going to be a big day leading up to tomorrow's cup race.
Come early, even if you're sleepy. You got free coffee from Echo Park Automotive, so come on out and have some coffee with them tomorrow morning. We're getting set to go back to green. 6 laps to go in stage number two. They're through the Geico restart zone. Green flags out. Austin Hill locked door to door with Justin Allgaier in turn one.
For the first time this afternoon, Austin Hill can smell the race lead, but Justin Allgaier has been the dominant force here this afternoon thus far. He'll get the advantage off turn two. Hill will now have to fight for the second position because to his inside is Cole Custer.
Justin Allgaier elbows up, and he's got the lead half a car length now, but it's Austin Hill trying to challenge on the bottom of the racetrack. Now again, the 7 car begins to pull away from the field.
Wow, Austin Hill buried it into turn 3. He backed off a little bit. That allowed Justin Allgaier's lead to expand, and that was to the detriment of Austin Hill. Cole Custer now to his inside.
Custer to the inside, right behind them. It is Chandler Smith and Riley Herbst. They're battling door to door. Hill has a slight advantage in second, but Custer will fight back on the bottom.
What a gaggle of cars there, all battling midway down the backstretch. We'll mention Ryan Truex bounced off the wall last time by over here, and he's dropped a long way back. That battle for second, though. Look at that going on. Almost 3 cars side by side, all 4.
Cole Custer on the inside emerges out of turn 4 with that spot. Four laps to go here in stage two.
Austin Hill went up the hill, and it cost him three positions. He loses second, third, and fourth as going by are Cole Custer, Riley Herbst, and Brandon Jones as he slid back to the fifth position.
Whoa, big moment behind those guys right then. Sheldon Creed lost control of his car just enough to send Chandler Smith. He probably lost about seven spots, though. Chandler Smith fades way back. Justin Allgaier continues to lead.
And those are Joe Gibbs Racing teammates. Justin Allgaier looking to win stage one, looking to win stage number two now. Cole Custer, Riley Herbst, Brandon Jones now in the top five picture.
Nearly a 20-car length advantage for the race leader, Justin Allgaier. Teammates in their Fords riding second and third as they battle for that second spot. Custer's got it, but Riley Herbst is not going to be denied.
Boy, Brandon Jones has got a really fast car. He's in that fourth spot, that red and bright Dayglo machine. Holds on to the fourth spot. The battle rages for second.
It looks like Chandler Smith has fallen back to the 20th spot. Allgaier across the stripe. Here is Custer leading Riley Herbst and Brandon Jones for second with just two laps to go in stage number two.
Continue to watch this fight for that spot number two. Cole Custer, left side tire is actually below the white line. You got to go to the outside if you want to pass him for second.
Allgaier is gone, but meanwhile, about four or five spots back, Ryan Sieg starting to mount a charge on the number 21 of Austin Hill. He'd like to find his way into the top five as this stage winds down.
It'll be one to go in stage number two. Justin Allgaier crosses the start-finish line. Cole Custer, Riley Herbst, Brandon Jones, and now move Ryan Sieg into the top five.
Well, Austin Hill hasn't given up that spot yet. He's working to the outside. Sieg has the advantage on the low side of the racetrack. He's trying to clear up in front of him. He won't get it done as the leader heads down the backstretch.
That battle will stay about a half a car length between the two. Jesse Love has done a great bounce back now. He's solidly in the top 10, but here comes Allgaier for the stage win off four.
Justin Allgaier will win both stages here in the Andy's Frozen Custard 300 across the stripe. He gets the green and white checkered flag. Cole Custer will get second. Riley Herbst third. Brandon Jones fourth in stage number two. Ryan Sieg fifth. Sammy Smith gets by Austin Hill for sixth. Hill is seventh. Jesse Love eighth. Ninth, A.J. Allmendinger. Sam Mayer in tenth.
Fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, C-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want C-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with C-Max.
Most all the leaders pitted when Leland Honeyman spun off of turn number two with eight laps to go in stage number two. We'll see if we have any more takers on pit road. Coincidentally, Leland Honeyman, the free pass on this stage two caution. Want more unfiltered NASCAR analysis? Well, you can visit our YouTube channel at GoPRN Live. There you'll find expert opinions, race breakdowns, and much more from our great lineup of studio programming. Like and subscribe to GoPRN Live today. From Texas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
So for the fourth time this season, somebody has won both stages of a race on the Xfinity Series. Jesse Love did it at Atlanta, Chandler Smith at Las Vegas, Eric Almirola at Richmond. They all failed to win the race. So Justin Allgaier trying to be the first guy this season to win both stages and then, of course, grab the black and white checkered flag. Three drivers did it in 2023, John Hunter Nemechek at Martinsville, Ryan Truex at Dover, Cole Custer at Chicago. Only one driver in 2022. That's the man out front, Justin Allgaier.
I was just thinking you were putting the jinx on Justin Allgaier, and there you come through right at the end saying, if anyone can get it done, it is the driver of that brand number 7 in Junior Motorsports, and he looks like that car has been in the wind. Pit road is still closed. The field has just come across the start-finish line. Our final stage, as Mark mentioned earlier, 110 laps. By the time we go back to green, probably going to be somewhere in the 104 laps to go in this race. They will have to make a pit stop in the final stage of this race. So it'll be interesting to see if we have any takers coming up on pit road. And let's go check in with one of our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters, Wendy Venturini.
I love the feedback that drivers give on the radio communication during a race. As for AJ Allmendinger, he's right around the top 10 in ninth right now. He said it feels like his race car is going to crash. That's how out of control he sometimes feels out there here at Texas. Move on up the chart to Cole Custer. He's in second place. He feels that it's hurt his entry with the last adjustments they made on pit road. Feels a little bit free. Now, here's an interesting point that Cole Custer just said. He can actually hear the right rear tire squealing when he's going into turn one. That's how much the entry is free for him from the driver's seat. I didn't realize they're actually hearing their squealing tires when they go into a turn. So I thought that was interesting feedback from Cole Custer.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Wendy Venturini. Our pit reporters brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Pit road is open right now. Most of the top cars are staying out. They pitted with eight laps to go in stage number two, but it looks like we are going to have some takers, at least the first one coming onto pit road. It looks like Jeb Burton. There we see Shane Van Gisbergen, and then a whole host of other cars coming onto pit road as well. Let's go down to Alan Cavana.
One of those is Chandler Smith, who's been a top three car much of the day, but on that last run he got kind of shuffled out, and I could see damage on the left front of his car. That's where he made contact with his teammate, tried to avoid more contact, and ended up going up toward the wall and hitting it. So they came in to see how bad that damage was. They're going to put four new tires on it, and there was some debate on the radio about what adjustments they want to make. Yes, he's good out front, but he's got to come all the way back to the field, so they're making a big adjustment on it to help him pass cars. Wendy Venturini.
Shane Van Gisbergen is on pit road for four tires and fuel. He said that he felt a little bit tight and wanted to try another set of tires. They put air in the right front tire to get him the splitter moved up off the racetrack. And also down on my end of pit road, Patrick Kligerman was back down pit road. He was back down pit road at lap 67 because he thought he had a loose wheel. They took four tires in. They decided to come back down, Parker Kligerman and crew, and get four fresh tires for the number 48.
Of the cars that just pitted, Jeremy Clements first off of pit road, followed by Matt DiBenedetto, then Jeb Burton. Burton was the first of the lead cars, if you will, that made that pit stop. He pitted from the 11th position.
Yeah, so Justin Allgaier still out front. Cole Custer, a quick top 10 run down because we did have some drivers pit. He's running second right now. Riley Herbst is third. Fourth is Brandon Jones. Ryan Sieg, fifth. Sammy Smith is sixth. Austin Hill, seventh. Pole winner Jesse Love is eighth. A.J. Allmendinger is ninth. Sam Mayer is 10th. And they're going to go around at least one more time after this, Mark, as the yellow flag is waving in the air.
Chandler Smith has just come back on and off pit road again. Tough break for him. He was running basically top five that got bumped into that deal with his teammate Sheldon Creed fell way back, so they've altered their strategy now for the rest of this race.
Yeah, two Joe Gibbs Racing teammates actually on pit road during that last round, because as Pat Patterson had mentioned, Ryan Truex had bounced off the wall during that last short run, so he came in and had pit service as well. So Sheldon Creed still out there among the Joe Gibbs Racing drivers that are here on the racetrack here today, but a little bit of a tough break for Ryan Truex and Chandler Smith, who have had fast cars, but you know what? We still have more than half a race to go, Mark. A lot can happen here in more than 100 laps of Texas.
It sure can. If you get a late caution, again, these guys being very careful out front, because I believe if my count's right, they've got two sets of tires, most of the lead lap cars left. So they'll try to do their best to kind of split this stage if everything goes green. But if it doesn't, they'll be sitting on a set of tires ready to roll at the end of the race, at least the cars up front.
Yeah, they're going to give them one to go when they get here. Right now, the leader is heading into turn number four behind the pace car. Another reminder, tomorrow, the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. PRN goes on the air at 2:30 Eastern Time. Cole Custer is actually going to join us for the entirety of the PRN broadcast. Looking forward to having him up here in the booth, and especially getting his insight after running the this race here today, Mark.
It'll be pretty fresh, won't it?
He will be very fresh as to what this track is like. The field is getting one to go. They're going to hit the choose zone. And Justin Allgaier is your leader, followed by Cole Custer. Riley Herbst is in third. Fourth is Brandon Jones. Fifth, Ryan Sieg. Sixth is Sammy Smith. Austin Hill, seventh. Jesse Love, eighth. A.J. Allmendinger, ninth. Tenth is Sam Mayer.
Sheldon Creed, 11th. Parker Retzlaff, 12th. 13th is Josh Williams. Anthony Alfredo, 14th. 15th, Haley Deegan. Kyle Sieg, 16th. 17th, Daniel Dye. Corey Heim, 18th, 19th, Jeremy Clements, Matt DiBenedetto in 20th.
Jeb Burton, he was the first to pit among these cars. He's running 21st. Kyle Weatherman is 22nd. 23rd is Taylor Gray. Shane Van Gisbergen, 24th. 25th, Josh Balicki. Parker Kligerman, 26th. 27th, Ryan Ellis. Patrick Emmerling, 28th. 29th, David Starr. Blaine Perkins in 30th.
Leland Honeyman, 31st. 32nd, Brennan Poole. Chandler Smith now scored 33rd. His teammate at Joe Gibbs Racing, Ryan Truex, 34th. The last car on the lead lap. Minus one in 35th. Garrett Smithley. Joey Gase is 36th. 37th, Chad Fincham. Minus 5 in 38th, Dawson Cram.
Pat Patterson, this final stage is where the money is paid. How are they lining up?
Well, that's exactly right, Brad. And the weather's changed just a little. Breeze is down a little bit more, about 84 degrees. Track's hot. Looks like we got a half another groove up there to work with. Justin Allgaier is going to be the guy up here on the front row. Beside him, Cole Custer. Then there's Riley Herbst and Brandon Jones. The pace car will head for the pit road, and the Texas fans are on their feet.
Jason Brownlow, the pace car driver, hangs left. He's on pit road. They're in the Geico restart zone as the green flag flies, and again, Justin Allgaier gets out of there in a hurry.
I'll tell you, he knows how to get it done when he comes to restarting. Didn't used to be that way, but he's gotten very, very good. Custer now will again have to fend off his teammate to the inside. Riley Herbst would like that second position. Man, it is amazing how Justin Allgaier can hit the gas in the middle of turns one and two and get a 10 or 12 car length lead. That's how far he's out in front of the door-to-door battle with Cole Custer working to the outside for that second spot.
Cole Custer in the high line. Brandon Jones drove up to his back bumper. That's now allowed Riley Herbst to take over that second spot. On the outside, Sammy Smith going for four.
For a moment, it looked like Brandon Jones was going to try to make it three wide, but he settles behind. Here comes Sammy Smith. He's on a charge on the outside of the racetrack. He's to 30 once more. He's right behind Riley Herbst. Sammy Smith and company have been playing their cards close to their vest this afternoon as he works up and now tries to figure out that third position. Riley Herbst at the bottom of the racetrack. Then there's Smith. Then there's Custer and Jones.
Looks like there's a problem for Chad Fincham. Also, Leland Honeyman got off very close to the wall just a moment ago in turn two. Leaders back in one.
And Justin Allgaier already 20 car lengths over the second place machine of Riley Herbst. He's five car lengths up on Sammy Smith. Two more back to Cole Custer. Another car length and a half to Brandon Jones. Then right behind him is Ryan Sieg, who's having a great afternoon. Behind him, Sam Mayer, A.J. Allmendinger, and the pole sitter, Jesse Love.
Justin Allgaier just pulling away from the field right now. Riley Herbst running in third, and now fourth place is Sammy Smith and Cole Custer. Then it's Brandon Jones and Ryan Sieg.
Four cars fighting for that third position. Sammy Smith, he was the one on the with a great restart. He's in the third spot. Brandon Jones tries to move up a lane.
off of turn number two and loses about half a car length to Cole Custer in the process.
Yep, Sammy Smith now in a door-to-door battle for that third spot. As they work into turn three, Smith will kind of give way, bottom of the racetrack. Cole Custer will slide up right in front of him. Brandon Jones sees the door open.
Brandon Jones digging hard on the bottom of the racetrack, pulls even with Sammy Smith as they chase down Cole Custer.
Trouble on the front stretch. We got one car around right in front of you guys.
Jed Burton, he goes sliding right across the front straightaway, now into the infield grass. Looks like he got some damage on the right side of that machine, Mark.
Damage to the right rear of Jed Burton's car. He had just pitted for tires. That put him back in mid-pack. And again, they went for a different strategy. They pitted from 11th. Looks like that strategy has backfired for Jed Burton. We are under our fifth caution flag in the Andy's Frozen Custard 300.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Well, make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com today and get started. We have 98 laps to go here in the Andy's Frozen Custard 300. From Texas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Jeb Burton is just going to hope that he wakes up tomorrow and this has all been a nightmare to start 2024, and it's not reality. His best finish so far this season, a pair of 23rd place finishes at Atlanta, Las Vegas, coming into this race, average finish of 28th. It has been a miserable start for Jeb Burton, not getting any better. We looked at the replay. He was by himself, got loose, turn number four, whacked the right rear, then it popped into the right front, slid here along the front stretch. Nobody else hit him. The damage doesn't look too bad, but that's certainly going to take him out of contention.
And here's a really tough thing. Texas Motor Speedway is the site of his Craftsman Truck Series victory, and he was running very decent today before actually getting up into the wall, getting loose in four. Wendy Venturini, what more can you tell us from pit road?
Well, on this end of pit road, it seems like one of the only takers will be Austin Hill. He had lost a few positions on the last few green flag run. The last time he had worked his way up to second after running in sixth, but he just didn't feel very comfortable in the race car. So they're going to take advantage of this opportunity to come down pit road, make some slight adjustments, four tires, fuel for Austin Hill. But a pretty quiet pit road, not a lot of takers.
Tough break for Austin Hill. He gets ready to leave his pit. A lap down car of Dawson Cram just parks in front of him. So he had to kind of back up and that might have lost him a car or two of track position for Austin Hill.
Yeah, that is a tough thing, especially considering what they're doing. It's a little bit of strategy here. Chandler Smith back in again. He's been in several times for repairs. Mark, I don't know that that is necessarily a day-done thing for Chandler Smith. This Joe Gibbs Racing team, I think, is doing everything they can to make this car as good as it was in the beginning of the race. Plenty of laps still to drive forward.
He has a very fast car. It depends on what they have for tires that are left. That could play a big deal in this at the end. But he's got a fast car, and you know that given what their situation is now, they'll go off strategy. Maybe they'll try to pit early if we go long green, try to short pit and see if they can pick up some track position. Let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Alan Cavana.
Well, you're right on the speed of the 81 car. It's just where they have that damage is right on the front left headlight, if you will. It's all caved in. And at a track like this where speed and aero are just so, so important, that's probably the worst place and the last place you'd want to have any sort of damage. So that's why they keep coming in. They're putting the bare bond, the tape, anything they can, trying to make smooth that over one more time, make it as aerodynamic as possible. But that's the big issue on the 81.
Still have a long way to go in this race. If you just joined us, Justin Allgaier has led 76 laps and counting, has won both stages, but still 95 to go here at Texas Motor Speedway in the Andy's Frozen Custard 300.
Yeah, we're under one to go right now. The field has chosen on the front straightaway. Justin Allgaier, as he's done all race long, has chosen the bottom lane, but he is literally surrounded by Stewart Haas Racing teammates. Cole Custer in the Andy's Frozen Custard car is running in right behind Justin Allgaier. To his outside, it's going to be Riley Herbst. And Mark, I think Riley Herbst has a little more speed than what he's been able to show so far. Now that he's cleared some cars and is running up in second, going to be interesting to see what happens when the green flag comes back out.
Riley Herbst certainly has a very strong car. Justin Allgaier today, Brad. On the restarts, the only guy that's hung with him is Austin Hill so far. Justin Allgaier's just gotten out of there on the restart, so we'll have to see if Riley Herbst can hang with him, getting down to one.
Yeah, here we go. Pat Patterson, what's it look like?
Well, we're ready to go. Pace car getting by me with the lights off. Justin Allgaier, Riley Herbst, Cole Custer, Brandon Jones, Sammy Smith, and Ryan Sieg up here at the very front of the field as they about to get into the Geico restart zone.
All right, pace car makes that hard left turn onto pit road. Here we go. Justin Allgaier deep into the restart zone, gets the jump. He's going to pull a car length now on Riley Herbst, to the outside of his teammate, Cole Custer.
Couple of Fords trying to chase down the fleet Chevrolet of Justin Allgaier. Already 3-car length, 4-5-car length advantage for Allgaier heading off turn number 2. Pat, this is amazing. And watching that battle for second and third and fourth right now, amazing as well. Brandon Jones feeling awful racy right now as he holds on to that fourth spot, battling for third against Riley Herbst. They're side by side off turn 4.
Man, on these restarts, Justin Allgaier just gets gone. Here's Custer in second, battle for third. Brandon Jones side by side with Riley Herbst.
The last couple of green flag runs, Brandon Jones has appeared to have maybe the second best race car. Of course, he's to the inside of Riley Herbst. That enables Cole Custer to pull away by about 4 car lengths. Still the fight side by side for third. Right behind those guys, A.J. Allmendinger with some nice moves secures that number 5 spot. Battle right behind him, though, rages. It's Sammy Smith going door to door with Ryan Sieg.
Sammy Smith on the outside of that battle up in front of them. Riley Herbst peeks the nose underneath Brandon Jones. This is a battle for third into one.
Big bounce back for A.J. Allmendinger, who missed pit road because of a sign that wasn't visible as he came down. He's up to the fifth position. He'll try to chase down the two cars in front of him, fighting for the second position. Riley Herbst now wants that spot from Brandon Jones. We're talking about the race for third into turn 3. Herbst with a fender down below. He'll use the bottom of the racetrack. He'll get alongside Brandon Jones, but can't make the pass.
They're door to door at the exit of turn number 4. Behind them, also a two-car battle side by side. Ryan Sieg now powers to the inside of A.J. Allmendinger.
Sieg will get to the bottom of the racetrack in turn number 1. Can he take the measure of A.J. Allmendinger? He's got a half car length advantage off turn number 2, but using that outside line for good momentum, Allmendinger will recapture it. So now Brandon Jones is in that third spot. Behind him is Riley Herbst. Then there's A.J. Allmendinger. Ryan Sieg with a strong run to the bottom of the racetrack will try to get alongside A.J. Allmendinger.
Ryan Sieg looks to the inside of A.J. Allmendinger. He'll tuck in behind his back bumper. Meanwhile, Riley Herbst has not given up on trying to get that third spot from Brandon Jones.
Brandon Jones' advantage over Herbst as they enter turn number 1 on the bottom of the racetrack. About 3 car lengths moving up a lane as Herbst, he'll try to find some clean air up there and a good run off the second corner. Watching a little further behind these cars, there's Sam Mayer alongside, Sammy Smith. Those teammates running nose to tail. Up front, Brandon Jones now has nearly made that pass on Riley Hurst. But A.J. Allmendinger starting to close down on them.
Ryan Sieg in that number six position, his best finish this year. Sixth at Daytona and Bristol. He continues to run strong back in turn number one.
Sieg making the bottom lane work in turn number one. He'll once again take a peek to the inside of A.J. Allmendinger, but not find enough traction there to attempt to make the pass right ahead of them. Herbst is closing on Jones. Sam Mayer right behind Sieg. The battle for third again. Herbst working the high side of the racetrack. He'll try to move to the outside of Brandon Jones.
88 laps to go here at Texas Motor Speedway. It's Justin Allgaier, Cole Custer. Battle for third. Riley Herbst just took it away.
Riley Herbst makes quick work of Brandon Jones. They've swapped that spot a couple of times now over the last four or five laps. Jones will try to battle back on the inside, but he won't get it done. Riley Herbst, he is in that third spot solidly.
Then you have A.J. Allmendinger midway down the backstretch in fourth. Fifth, Ryan Sieg. Sam Mayer now into that picture. It's about seven car lengths back to Sammy Smith. And here's the pole sitter, Jesse Love, behind Smith.
Let's get some updates now from our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter. First up, Alan Cavana.
Well, the crafty veteran, the leader, Justin Allgaier, is planning ahead. He came on the radio and asked the team, he says, hey, do you want me to get a big lead right now and gap the field so we have an advantage on green flag pit stops? Or do you want me to slow it down a little bit, save my tires, and save fuel for more of a strategy play? It took the team a few laps to come up with an answer, but they came back on the radio and said, look, Justin, you have a 1.5-second lead right now. Get it to about 2 seconds, and then start saving your stuff. So this is Justin Allgaier's race right now. Everybody's just trying to catch him, Wendy Venturini.
We are 86 laps to go, and if you don't have a fast enough race car at this point, chances are you may have to switch up your strategy. That is what Austin Hill and the 21 team has done. They came down pit road, one of the lone cars to hit pit road just a few minutes ago, because they have to change their strategy from the leaders of the race. They said they are too tight to make up the speed that they're lacking here at Texas. So the only way they can gain this track position is to do what nobody else is doing. So you saw Austin Hill come down. He is now on an